Welcome to the Road of Faith, my friends. We're so thankful you're here today. We're going to be going more in depth into the three parts of man, the inner part of our being. Of course, we're studying on the three parts of our being, which the outside, of course, is the body, and the inside part is spiritual. And I guess you could say, in generalization terms, there that we have the inner man, and then we have the outer man, right? But on the inner man, that's kind of where we're focusing. We're focusing on the soul of man. We're focusing on what's inside here. But the soul is who you are. You are a soul. And so we're looking at one another through these eye gates, we call, windows to what's going on out here in the natural realm. We look through these windows. We hear through these windows. But we're inside here. Mm-hmm. So there's the inner man and there's the outer man. But within the inner man, there's a division between the soul and the spirit. And, of course, we've seen that in some of the scriptures. Thank God for these detailed scriptures. There's so many in the Word of God. And we're kind of focusing in on main ones that we believe is what the Lord wants to bring out in these seminars concerning the inner man. Praise God. Well, let's have a word of prayer here before we get started into the things that the Lord wants to do today. So glad you're with us today, Lord. How could we do anything without you? How could we know what to do, where to go, how to go about it? We think we know the best ways, but the truth of the matter, Master, is that you know the best ways. And that's what we want to find out from you, is your best ways, how you're leading, what you want to say today. And Father, we just want to be attentive to what you're saying. And I just ask that you just use me, and as I yield myself, my will to you, that you'd use me and speak through me to speak to the people and get to what they need. Lord, you know what they need. And so each one that's looking at this video today, we just thank you. This week, as we come before you in this series, we thank you for helping us, guiding us in your ways, in bring out what you want to bring out, giving us light and understanding of who we are, our consistency, how you made us, and how you flow within us, and how you communicate with us. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to get more light on these things today as we progress further in your will in this series. And thank you for everything you're doing for my friend there who's watching this video today, who's just looking at me and my outside part here. And we just thank you, Father, that they would be able to receive and understand what you're getting across to them. I may not say it right, but you always say it right within each person. So we just ask you would speak loudly to them and clearly, and bring light to their understanding today for your glory and for their good, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You glad about that? Well, praise the Lord. We're going to have a great time today as we move along in this series called Know Thyself. And of course, we're looking at ourselves here. I mean, we're looking down inside of ourselves here. We're putting the hood up, right? We're looking at the motor here. We're looking at the things that makes things go. We're looking at things that, the direction that we head in life, why we think certain things, why things affect us certain ways. We've done a lot about that in seminars past. In the past several weeks, we've been talking about why we feel certain ways, why certain things come in, and that we have to deal with in our thought life. And boy, that's all part of it, isn't it? Sure it is. So we're moving right along. And let's go to our main scripture today. Of course, it's found over there in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. It says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. It says, old things are passed away. They've been passed away now. And it says, behold, all things have become new. So, yeah, everything's new now. Everything's different now. When before Christ, it was different then. It was so different because the Bible says that when you come into Christ, Everything's new. Because this life, this understanding, this power, this presence, this, he comes in and recreates your spirit by the Holy Spirit. This is a work of God. It's something you can't do. You just flat can't do it. I mean, you know, you can try to clean yourself up the best you can, you know, and get your actions and stuff in line and what, you know, all those things. And you still are working with the old creation there, you see. Well, you want to get into what Jesus has done, my friend. Yes, you do. You don't want to miss out on that, because he has opened it up now to everybody. God has opened it up to everybody that wants Jesus can have it. Everybody. So that means no matter where you are in the world, that means no matter where you came from, what you've been taught, doesn't matter what the culture is. It doesn't matter. It's all about receiving this life of God, and that comes through Jesus. Okay, that's the way, that he's the way. And through that, through what he has done on the cross and was resurrected from the dead, he brought us into that which the Father has set up for us to walk in, to come into. Now, I mean, it's big. It's so big. As we go along, you're going to see that it's going in your understanding. This is our goal, that in your understanding, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger now, because that's what's been happening to me. The more I get a hold of, the more I understand about this union we have with the Lord, the bigger it becomes in my understanding. So it's almost like I feel like a lot of times I feel like that I'm just scraping the surface here of the things that are available to us and what he's done in us. It's huge. This thing he's done in us now. And the problem is that we just don't realize, we don't understand it like we should. And because it's tough to get your mind wrapped around the enormity of this thing now. So, I mean, this series, I'm not sure how many seminars we're going to be doing here, but I mean, it doesn't matter how many seminars we do in the regard that the hugeness of this whole thing. So hopefully we're going to be able to come up a little bit and expand our understanding of what we got a hold of here, what we're part of now, and who we are now. It's big. It's wonderful. Man, what he has done. So as time goes along and as the Lord gives us help here, we're just going to try to get into the things that he has done in us, man. And understand it and walk in it, man. That's the thing. You want to understand it, get your mind wrapped around it. And in order for you to actually do these things that he wants you to do down here in this life, I mean, he doesn't want us to walk as mere men, as just you know, people like the rest of the world, just, you know, do things from the outward. You know, thinking about things from the outward. And of course we do, we have to think about the things from the outward, but the idea is to focus on the real person, on the real man, on the real woman that's down inside that body. And, that's what we're about to do. That's what we're about to do today. And that's what we're about doing in this whole series is focusing on that, which is not so obvious as I mean, we can focus on the body, but you pretty much know what's going on in your body all the time. You can, it's real obvious how things had changed since the fall of Adam. Fall of Adam there back in the garden, and everything changed. Everything changed in the creation at that time, and we went over that in earlier seminars. But my goodness sakes. To get a hold of what the Lord has done and how he has brought us into royal family relationship with the Father and with him. And it's bigger than I can wrap my mind around right now. You know, I'm way bigger So we want to get this want to come around it the best we know how here, and I'm committed to giving you everything that the Lord has given me concerning these things as the seminar goes around. And so I hope that you'll stay plugged in, because these things are going to come out in His time and His way. That's just the way it is, and I'm not going to rush Him, because He wants things to come out a certain way, and that's the way I want them. So I'm committed to seeing Him do in these seminars what He wants to do and the way He wants to do it. All right, let's get to our main scripture one more time. It says, if any man's in Christ, if any person, any woman is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. They've become new because that person, that particular person has invited Jesus in. They have come to God, and they have asked for help, and they received Jesus as their Lord. And I did that over 50 years ago. And they received Jesus as my Lord over 50 years ago. And at that time, the Holy Spirit came in and recreated my spirit, and everything became new. But the next day, I remember this. I wanted to say this. I remember the next day after I was born again. I remember getting up the next day. And I remember looking out the back door there. And I saw, and I was just looking at the grass and the trees. And, of course, it was summertime there in Indianapolis, Indiana, my hometown. And I remember looking at the trees and the grass, and man, I mean, it was really something because the colors looked more vivid. The greens were more green. The sky was more blue. Does that make sense? Well, yeah, spiritually speaking, the scales, I guess you could say, or the filters that I was looking through, right? From the inside, the filters that I was looking through, was different from the day before than the day after, right? So when I looked as this new creation the next day, and I'm looking at the grass, and I'm looking, and it just looked brighter. I don't know how to explain it. It just looked more vivid. I don't know. But it just seemed that way to me. Okay, things look different from the inside somehow. Well, I didn't understand it. I still quite don't understand it, but I do know this much, that before there was a darkness. There was a veil, I guess you could say, that I was looking through from the inside. I wasn't seeing like I ought to see, you know. And then when the Lord came in and the Holy Spirit came in and recreated my spirit, you see, well, the next day I actually could see a difference from the inside. I could perceive a difference. I could understand. It was like a lightness in me, a lightness. I was lighter. I was freer. But I didn't know all that took place, you know. I didn't understand all of that back then, but I knew that there was some changes in me. And perhaps you can look back and remember the day that you received Jesus as your Lord, and you can remember those days and how it felt and what it seemed like. And some people's had some pretty radical things happen when they've received the Lord in their lives, and they've seen miracles. There have been all kinds of things, different things happen. Then others may not have experienced such. It might have been a quieter type of thing, and they met business with the Lord, and the Lord came in, recreated. Maybe it was just some peace there. Maybe, I mean, something like that, you know. And it wasn't so big, and you know, to where it just seemed like that radical thing that just kind of hits you in the face kind of thing. Well, maybe it wasn't like that with you. Maybe you just said, Lord, I need you. I want you. And you just received him, and he came in, and you could tell that peace has come in, and things are different now. You're forgiven. You're free. Those things that, you know, you can tell there's a difference inside, but some people it's more radical than others. You know, everybody has their own, you know, experience with that, realizing these things when the Lord comes into you. And so praise God, things are different from before to after. Praise the Lord. Let's get into what the Lord wants to do today, and let's go to First Thessalonians in chapter 5. Now we spent some time in there a little bit, and we were looking at different things. Of course, we brought up those graphics, and we're going to bring those up again. I'm not going to bring up all of them. I'm going to bring up the most recent one that I brought up last week, and then I've got one other one I think I'm going to bring up. But right now in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 23 says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. So we see the three part of man there. That's the total man right there. See, spirit, soul, and the body. And of course, here's that graphic. We'll bring that graphic back up again, and you can see that there's the three parts of the man. There's the body, there's the spirit, and then there's the soul that's sitting at the top of both of those. And that's really the way it is. Now, I mean, it don't look like that in us, obviously. This is just more of a something to separate things out. So you see, everything is blended inside, right? I mean, you are a spirit, and within your spirit body, there is your soul, which is also spirit. And that is you. That's you. You're the spirit. You're the soul inside with that spirit body. And, so that's the three part of man. Of course, there's the outside is the outside part. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So there in 1 Thessalonians 5, we see that the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, now then we went on down into Hebrews chapter 4. So I want you to turn there right now. Look at Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 11 there. It says, "Let us therefore be diligent to enter into that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience." And that's, of course, referring to the Israelites that had at that time, they had disobeyed God. And God was quite, they just weren't able to enter into things, right? Because of their unbelief. Because of their disobedience, you see, and not believing God, not doing what he said. Well, it's not going to turn out good. You, them, us, you, me, it ain't going to turn out good. You go disobeying God. And you want things to turn out good, don't you? Sure. Well, you want to obey him then and follow his leading. Praise the Lord. And we'll be talking about his leading more as we go along. Praise the Lord as time rolls along in these seminars. Amen. But let's look there at Hebrews chapter 4. Let us therefore be, and that's verse 11. Let us therefore be diligent to enter into that rest. Enter that rest. Well, it's the rest of faith is what it is. It's when you believe, you enter into that rest, you're resting. You're not working. You're not trying to make something happen. You're in faith. Okay. And that means you're responding to what God has said, and you're walking it out. Amen. You believe it, and you believe it so much you do it. And do it the way he says do it. Amen. And it's going to turn out right. Sure it will, because it's God's word, and he sees the whole picture and what's really going on. So that's what we do. We live in dependency upon the precious Holy Spirit within us, who guides us and directs us. Oh, how he helps us in all our areas. I'm finding out that he helps us, will help us in just every part of life, every little thing that we involve him in. Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to see him working in the little things. I mean, and just obeying and listening to him for the best way to do something, the best, how he wants to do it. That's what I want to find out. How's he want to do this? Well, I know how I may want to do it. Maybe that's the way I've learned how to do it, whatever it is we're talking about here. But maybe I've had different things that I've learned to do, and you as well. But I want to find out how he wants to do it. I mean, you know, I want to see what he's saying about it. And because I want to move into those things, into the better things, into the best way of doing things. Yeah. In everything. So I'm looking for things to, looking for ways to involve him in the things that I do, whether it's with cars or whether it's with the business or whether it's with the finances or the house things or what, just whatever, just the little things sometimes, man, even about the pets or the family members and, you know, all kinds of things there that he wants to help us with and give us light and understanding the best way to do these things, you know, the best way to go about certain things in your life and everything that you involve him in. Well, he'll get involved with you and he'll show you. Isn't that exciting to find that out? To find out that he really is interested in these things. I see some people say, well, he's not interested in my, you know, how I comb my hair. He's not interested in how I, put on my makeup. He's not interested in how I, work on the car or work on the house or plumbing. Or he's not interested in any of those things. Oh, yes, he is. You know why he is? You know why he's interested in it? Because you're interested in it. And it involves you. And he's involved with you. Mm-hmm. Everything. So you see, he's in there with you. So that means he's involved with you in these things. Well, most people, a lot of people just go on, do things in life and won't involve him. Well, that's a mistake. You ought to find out what he's saying about something. It'd be worth your while to do that. So pause, stop, whatever, and say, well, am I doing this the right way, Lord? And just man, that's a good thing to do. Listen, it really is. And him, and just listen to him, see what he says. Now, he may go a different way than you're going. He may have a different take on it. And boy, then it's smart to get his take on it and get, you know, find out how he's looking at something. Boy, that makes all the difference in the world. Find out how he's looking at something. And well, when you do, and you can walk in it and change what you were going to do into what he says to do. And boy, it's just fun to see how things turn out and how the results of all these things come as we follow the Lord. Now in Hebrews chapter 4, there in verse 12, it goes on to say, for the word of God is living and powerful. You believe that statement? That's a big statement now. That means this word is a living thing. And it will work in your life today. It'll work in your life tomorrow. It'll work on your life 10 years from now, 100 years from now, 100,000 years from now. It'll work. Say, it's a living and it's powerful. It's alive. Amen. And sharper than any two-edged sword. So it cuts now. I mean, it cuts through to the real of things, you know. You've heard the expression says cutting to the chase. Well, that's the word of God. It cuts to the chase and gets right down to the nitty-gritty of how things really are. But people, many times, they don't want to look at that. They don't want to look at how things really are. They want to pretend. They want to look at things in a false way. Well, that's, man, I don't want that no more. I don't want to see things wrong. I want to understand things right. I want to perceive things right, the way he perceives them, not the way the world does. Because he looks at things a whole lot different than the way the Matrix does. Trust me on that. Yes, he does. A whole lot different. Yeah, man. So I want to find out what his way of looking things are, looking at things, his ways, not my ways, not what I think is right, not from what my understanding from everything that's come in over my lifetime. No, I want to find out what his information is. I want to find out the way it really is. And you should want that same thing too, because it's at that point when you begin to see the light of the way things really are, that you can move out of deception and move into the reality of what Jesus has done in us and what he has done through this amazing plan of redemption that him and the Father came up and the Father sent him down here to complete this mission. And boy, we just trying to find out about it all. We just trying to get our minds wrapped around it, about the good things that he did. Amen. For us back there. And we entered into this completed work. You understand? You're not trying to get God to do anything. It's a completed work. And because it's completed, you don't have to. The work is not on your part, you see. That's a work of God there. You can't do it. You never could do it. Never will be able to do it. Because it's a work of God that he performed through Christ, and we believe what he did, and we enter into that. And that's why all these changes took place into us right there. That's why all them changes happened in us, and we were recreated into Christ now, and he into us. It's big. It's real big. And trying to understand it, it's different. It's different than the understanding from the world. It's completely different. And because of that, we have to renew our minds in his word. Amen. And renew our minds and think different. Start thinking different like God thinks. Amen. But in verse 12 here, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit. Now, there's your priority right there. The division of soul and spirit. Now, the soul is the big deal in you. You are a spirit. You are a spirit. You have a spirit body. Maybe you hadn't seen it. I don't think I ever saw mine. Inside of myself, you know, the experience I had with the Lord back on March 9th, 2022, I knew I was in the spirit. I knew that I was with him, but I didn't really take a look, you know, at my body, what I looked like and everything. Because I was looking from the inside out, I guess you could say, looking at him. And I wasn't really paying a whole lot of attention about what I look like, you know. But I knew that I have a spirit body, and you have a spirit body also. And that spirit body moves in the spirit realm, just like your physical body moves in the natural realm. It's the same kind of thing. The only difference is we're talking about two different realms, right? Just like on the graphic here. You see the two different realms down there, the spirit realm. Well, these are vast realms, right? The material realm is a vast realm, and so everything that's on the material side, you know, the soul is connected to that material side, and so the information comes in through the body into the material realm into your soul. And that is where it's processed, and that's where you deal with it, and that's where you give your brain directions and what to do in response, perhaps in what's going on in the natural realm, or perhaps some things that are happening that are not right out here in the natural realm, and you as the soul, as the spirit part of you, you come against that. Mm-hmm. And you in faith, acting upon the word of God, come against that stuff that's not right, you see, in the natural realm, out here in your body. Amen. And so it's important to understand that you, as the person who lives in the body, are in control of everything that's going on in this body. Everything that's going on in your inside of you. You, the soul, are supposed to run your being now. I'm impressed to talk about the fact that so many people are run and controlled by other things. outside things, sometimes sickness and disease put a control on you. Oh, man, does it control you, my Lord. And it'll put a box on your finances. It'll try to control your finances. It can try to dominate what happens out here in the natural realm. Sickness and disease, or sometimes financial lack, poverty and lack, it can be so devastating out here in the natural realm, right? But that's not who you are. Okay. And that's the part that you've got to get a hold of, because you can make the changes out here. You can. When I say you, I mean the will of you inside of your spirit, inside of your soul. There's the will, and there's the mind, and then there's the emotions. But you, the will, is supposed to run these other things in accordance with the Word of God. And you, the will, are supposed to submit your will, or should. You don't have to. I mean, it's because it's your will, you don't have to. I mean, you can live your whole life, never submit your will to Jesus. Don't matter. I mean, it's your will. He wants you to, because he's got a lot of wonderful things he wants to show you and to bring you into a better understanding of your relationship with him. And it'd be better for you. Oh, it'd be a whole lot better for you. But so many just don't see it. They just don't see that part, the yielding of the will. Boy, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And we see here that the Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even to the division of soul and spirit. So it goes deep. I mean, the Word of God goes deep. Mm-hmm. And you can understand yourself. You can get a hold of things. Amen. Because the Word it pierces to the division of soul and spirit. And joints and marrow. What's that? Well, that's your physical body. That's referring to the body right there. So there's the three part man right there. So there's your soul, which is the top of your being. Your soul is to run your being. And in particular, your will is to run your soul, which runs your whole being. Okay. So in essence, your will is supposed to run your whole being. You're not supposed to be a victim, I guess you could say a slave to your emotions or a slave to your thoughts. No, you're not. You're supposed to, by your will, you're supposed to order your thoughts and only allow those thoughts in agree with what the Lord is saying. Now, if those feelings are coming in and they're just seem to be overwhelming and taking over, you have to yield your will to the Lord. Now, yield yourself to the Lord, give yourself to the Lord, and then turn on them. Okay, if they're causing pain, if they're causing, sometimes they bring up past bad memories. This is the amazing thing about feelings. You can have a thought from years and years ago, it might have been 30 years ago, and you have a thought, and boy, that feeling, there's that feeling again, a bad thought about what happened maybe 30 years ago in your life. And that, boom, that feeling is right there with that thought. You ever notice that? How that those feelings, they tag along with the thoughts. And that means if you do something with the thoughts, you can do something with the feelings. Yes, you can. And if they're negative and they're bringing you down, and perhaps the enemy would even bring old memories and old things to your mind. And he does that just to torture, just to mess with you. He knew it worked with you in the past, and so he's going to try to run it through again. That's why he don't have a new playbook. I mean, he's using the same old junk he's used all these many years throughout the millennia here, throughout thousands of years, same old playbook. Well, we were supposed to get hip to him. We're supposed to get smart and understand it. That thought right there, that's a bad thought. That made me feel bad. That made me remember how I felt bad 30 years ago. What are you going to do with that? You going to let it stay? You going to feel that way some more? Huh? You'll let that thing in there and just kind of drag you down and make you feel worse and worse and worse. And thinking on that stuff that, and thinking about people or something like the hurt that had hurt you. You think it's going to help you? You think it's going to give you a good outlook on life? You think you're going to see things right doing that? Well, I guarantee you're not. You're not going to see things right. Yeah, it's a memory. Sure, it happened. But listen, you've got to take control over that thing. You can't let that run you. No, you've got a will. Listen, you don't have to let that run you. I'm telling you. A lot of people, they just don't realize that they don't have to let those things run them anymore that have run them in years and years past. So people don't realize, well, that it can really be different inside. You can really be free inside. Amen. And boy, that's a big deal to just understand that you could be free, that it's possible to not think like that no more. It's possible to not feel like that no more. You can actually dominate the feelings. And I'm not going to feel that way no more. I'm not going to feel that way no more. I'm tired of feeling like that. I'm tired of that thing being on me. You can get like that now. You can just get tired, flat tired, and sick and tired of that thing running you and telling you what you're going to feel like, and dominating your thoughts. And man, that just colors and clouds everything that you do. Everything is affected by that heavy, was it that one? The Peanuts gang, the guy that had the cloud that followed him around everywhere, the rain would rain. Man, that's thoughts, man. That's thoughts. What do you believe about you? You going to be one of them people's got the storm cloud above your head walking around like the Peanuts character who everywhere he went, the skies were dark and the rain was, and it was like, he just had this thing over him, no matter where he went, how he went, everything he did was affected by that cloud that was over his head. Well, I won't live like that. I don't know about you, but I ain't gonna live with no cloud over my head in Jesus' name. I'm going to live free in the sunshine. I want to see things the way they are, and I want to be what he wants me to be, and I'm not going to, and in order to do that, I've got to come out of that. I can't allow that to dominate me anymore. I can't let those thoughts in my mind anymore. I've got to get them out. And who does that? Me, the soul, my will. That's who gets them out. Now, once that soul is submitted to the Lord, once that will is submitted to the Lord, well then, my goodness sakes, he'll help you in those thoughts. He'll help you know, he'll help you to show you how to get out of those thoughts. And guess what's going to happen? You get out of those thoughts. The same ones have been running in your mind year after year, who knows how many times. Probably some of these things run over there, who knows, thousands of times. Well, you got to stop that loop. You got to shut it down. No, you don't. You got to stop it. You got to make a change. Unless you just want to keep on rolling along with that same old junk that's been on you all these years. Well, I don't. I want a new day. And you can have a new day. You got to believe that now. You say, well, this has been on me for 20 years. This has been on me for 30 years. I feel the same way every day about it. Da, 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 da. It just seems like I just can't get away. Well, you can. You can get away. With God's help, you can do it all. You can get rid of it all. Yes, you can. And you can live free of that stuff that's been clouding and walking around with that over your head all these years. You can be free of it. Praise God, Jesus' name. And I want to pray for you right now. Jesus' name, thank you for that person who's watching this seminar today. And I thank you, Lord, that you are working in them right now, showing them that they don't have to think like that no more. They're a new creation. They don't have to think like that no more. They don't have to feel like that no more. Father, thank you, Lord, for empowering them and showing them how to come against that stuff and refuse to be dominated by those thoughts and those feelings anymore in Jesus' name. So I'm agreeing with you, my brother, my sister. I'm agreeing with you right now. Get rid of that. By your own, it's not going to happen until you decide that you're tired of it running your life. And it's at that point, when you make that turn, God's going to kick in. Jesus is going to come in there, and he's going to help you. And that power is going to help you. But it's going to start with you making a decision not to live like that no more, not to allow those thoughts in there no more. It comes with a decision. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for bringing each one of these ones out. Thank you for doing that. By your power, by your grace, they're free in Jesus' name. We just declare right now that those that are watching this and have seeing these things that have been affecting their lives for so many years, we agree with them right now in Jesus' name. They're free. You're free, my brother. You're free, my sister. Just hold on and attach yourself to the freedom that's in Christ. And refuse to allow that stuff in you no more. Don't live like that no more. Just see, because those thoughts are going to come in again after this prayer. After we pray today, those thoughts are going to be coming back in again. Why? Because the devil, they're just going to try to come in. And once again, you've been used to thinking those ways. So you've allowed those thoughts to run your life. Mm-hmm. And those feelings that are related to those thoughts. You've allowed them. Who has? You, the will. You've allowed them in there. You've allowed them to stay. Why are they still there after all these years? Because you didn't kick them out a long time ago. Not allowed, just deciding, well, I'm just not going to think that way no more. Can you do that? Yes, you can. Your mind is yours now. And to try to say, well, I don't have control over my mind. Yeah, but the thing is, you do have control over your mind. Yes, you do. I don't have control over your mind, and you don't have control over my mind, but I do have control over this mind in here. And through my will, I can allow certain thoughts in. I can focus on certain thoughts. I can think about certain thoughts. Well, I want to think about peaceful thoughts. I want to think victory thoughts. I want to think faith thoughts. I want to think pleasant thoughts along with the Lord. I want to think positive thoughts. I want to think thoughts that bring solutions to my life. Don't you? Well, you got to cast all that other crap out of you. Just get them thoughts. Grab a hold of them inside of yourself. Say, no, you don't. I ain't thinking that way. Well, you may have to do it a whole bunch of times initially and just cast them out. Say, I ain't going to have nothing to do with you no more. No, you can't come in. I'm not going to think on you no more. That's just not going to think. You got to talk to them. Tell them who's boss. Who's boss? You're the boss in your mind. You are. Not those thoughts, not those feelings, not the things that the enemy thinks would come up and bring to you and say, well, this is running your life, and this is you're not going to be able to get rid of this. Oh, yeah, you are. Now, in Christ, you can get rid of all that crap, all that stuff that comes against you and hurting you. Yes, you can, because he has done an amazing work in you. The thing is, we just have to enforce it. Amen. Enforce it in our being. Praise the Lord. Well, I am running out of time quickly here. I don't know where this seminar went to, but it went by fast over here in Las Vegas, that's for sure. And, of course, we're still doing these overnights, in the wee hours of the morning. I think it's like 2 or 2:30 here right now. And so, we're doing these wee hours of the morning, and it's quiet. And so we're just thankful that we can do these at the Lord's direction. And we appreciate you tuning in today. And we just trust that this seminar today was a life changer for you. And, of course, the Lord, the Holy Spirit will bring forth things in particular inside of you as you listen to these seminars, as you watch these seminars. The Holy Spirit will bring in particular things inside of you and bring to light those things in your life that he wants to help you with and bring light to you and answers. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful what he does for us every day? So many things that he does for us. Well, I'm so thankful that you were with us today. I hope you enjoyed the seminar and it made a difference in your life. And we just trust that the Lord is doing a big work in you. We believe that as time goes along, you're going to hear him clear. You're going to understand what he wants to do. And you're gonna get involved with him in a way that you never have before. It's gonna be exciting as things go along as you begin to get a hold of some things. I'm excited to find out some things that he's doing in you. Perhaps you could let me know by an email or something. That'd be exciting for me to read that. So until next week, I tell you, I appreciate you tuning in. So until next week, this is your friend, Ken Fletcher, saying, I love you, and I really do.